Hello everyone, welcome to our first ever episode of the year 2022. I know it's been a long time since we have last uploaded an episode, but we're back. For you guys' information, the frequency of uploading our episodes for this year will be reduced from one episode per week to one episode per month, with a specific monthly theme for each episode. So if you want to find out about which theme we'll be talking about for each month, you can head over to our Instagram at podcast_ms, where we'll be posting a lot of posts. By a lot, I mean about two or three posts about the specific theme that we'll be talking about for that month. So for this month, the month of January, we'll be talking about education. So if you have followed our Instagram at podcast_ms, we have already posted, I think, two posts about education, so you will know that we'll be talking about education stuff for the month of January.
And one of the posts is about the weakness of our educational system, which we actually collected like few responses saying that they are very relatable with the weakness of Malaysian education. So feel free to check it out if you're interested with the topic, as well as we'll make sure that the topic that we've made for Instagram post is different with our podcast post, so you won't listen to repetitive thing over our channel.
Now with that out of the way, to let us get started with our topic for today. Today we'll be talking about tuition culture. Is that how you say it?
The culture of tuition in Malaysia.
Yeah, something like that. Alright, yeah, something like that. So for today, as you guys have already heard, we're going to be joined by Felicia.
Hello everyone.
And also Rishi.
Hello everyone.
Alright then, so let's get straight into our main segment of the podcast then. Now, what I'm wondering is, like almost on a daily basis, I see you guys are very, very busy. Because most of the time when I message you, I will wait about like 15, 20 minutes or even like 2, 3 hours until you guys reply me. And then when I ask, not I ask, sometimes you guys will just say, sorry for the late reply because I'm in tuition, blah, blah, blah. So I'm wondering what subjects you're actually having for your tuition.
Just to clarify, I normally treat close friend like maximum 2-3 hours, but then for other people are like almost 2 or 3 days, so I treat Kohal better already. Okay, and currently I'm having like after I enter high school, I almost having tuition for every subject I'm taking except for moral. But then last year I didn't take maths until the very end of the year, then I have tuition for maths subject because I found out like my maths is really like quite bad, like worse than my admits results. Yeah.
Coming from but a student who always can get A1.
No, like, okay. I mean, like, but in the past, for primary school, I wasn't a student who take tuition very frequent until I enter year 6. Then I've started tuition in a tuition center, namely Chaozi. I think that's super famous. Like, it's a, I mean, like, the tuition center have many branch that is quite famous. Have you guys heard Chaozi before? Like, Rishi and Gohao?
Oh, yeah.
Have Rishi heard Chaozi before?
I've never heard. Is it a Chinese tuition center?
Yeah, it's mostly attended by Chinese, but I've seen, like, a few Indian and Malay. Malay I've never seen, but then Indian friend I've seen in that tuition center.
And they understand Mandarin?
Yeah, they understood it.
Like, no mostly, wonder.
Mostly they are studying in Chinese school, yeah. But then it's actually a very famous and a huge tuition center in Malaysia, which they exchange state papers, exam papers, and get like the latest information and stuff. And I have started tuition in the particular tuition center, from year 6, and I found out like tuition really helps me a lot, especially to learn things that I won't be learning in school, such as the K-BAT answering technique and stuff.
Now,
how about Rishi?
Before Rishi comments, Now, I just want to get this out of the way. Not to offend anyone or offend Cao Zi, but I did attend, I did go to Cao Zi back in primary 3 or 4, I forgot when already. I went there for a Malay tuition. I went there for 1 week only. And the stuff that they teach there for a primary 3 and primary 4, do you know what they teach or not?
What?
They teach like what? Sea ganjo or what? Like the name for the animals. And then the teacher asked the class, do you know what this means? Do you know what this means or not? And somehow only I know how to answer. And then the teachers were like, oh, very good, very good. And then I was thinking, didn't we learn this in primary one?
Oh, you mean the level, is it? Because they actually have classes for different level. But then, to be very honest, the reputation for this Cao Zi tuition center isn't really good. For me, like, it's all depends on personal point of view. Like, if you feel like it's good, then you just go for it. I mean, like, some of the people will really hate this tuition center as they have, like, if I'm not mistaken, when I was in primary 4, I heard they have a sexual harassment from the teacher to the female students at that tuition center. Yeah.
You both just destroyed the reputation of the whole tuition center. I just want to add it in.
We're just stating our own experience.
The facts.
Everyone needs, they need to hear the facts.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I will need to clarify something. Even though that was the news that I've heard, like, quite a bunch of years before, but then from my own experience, I do have like good teachers in that tuition center, who is very passionate in teaching and very gentle, very pretty.
I think for secondary level, I think they are more better in it, because I heard it's quite good. My friends are they did say quite good things about their teaching in secondary.
They are very systematic, to be honest. Like, if compared to the normal tuition center, which is smaller in terms of the corporation, then they are quite systematic. Everything can go very fast.
All right. Rishi. Let's say it from Rishi.
At this point in my life, I'm going for all the tuitions except for mathematics.
Moral? Even moral?
And except moral, of course. I don't see moral as a subject to be incorporated in tuition, but I only started to go for tuitions when I was in secondary school, Form 1. Before then, I only went for English tuition. There was nothing else. You may wonder why I started taking English class, but believe me, when I was in primary, my English was pure bad. Just terrible. I even remember one of the teachers telling me that, Rishi, your English very bad, so you must come to my house to have tuition.
Oh my god. Your English teacher should like hear our podcast episode to see like how's the improvement.
But the thing is, not thanks to her, like, because I didn't go for tuition with her. I went elsewhere. So okay, like, but I hopefully she doesn't listen to this. Okay, but that matter aside, so for tuition for me, what am I talking about now? What are subjects we take in tuition, right? Yeah, everything except for mathematics.
Oh, interesting. No wonder you're always busy lah. Tuition 24 hours, like 7-11.
Nah, my tuitions are well spaced, so I do have free time throughout the whole week. It's never like you and Junjie. I remember Junjie, if I'm not mistaken, he has 4 hours of tuition together, right?
Yeah.
4 or 5 hours on Friday.
I think four hours. He's having four physics hours. And maths tuition.
See, she even remembers his tuition timetable.
Yeah, because we're having same time for physics tuition. And we met Joshua in the tuition center. Did you guys know what happened? Okay, basically it's a short story in the tuition center. Like, I think, okay.
By the way, if you guys don't know who Joshua is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A very close friend of his. Very close. Super duper close. They are like bread and butter.
What?
That's wrong saying.
Bagai dakwat dengan kertas. Okay.
That's the first time I heard someone. Okay.
Yeah, basically, Guohao sent a picture, like a picture consisting of me and Jinjie. Then, oh wait, how to say that? Sorry.
That's
sitting on the
seat.
So okay, so basically, I sent them a picture of both Jinjie and Felicia on the same table. The because like tuition, you know, like the table very long one, and of course with social distancing, they got like a person sit here and then got space and another person. And then Jinjie and Felicia were sitting on the same table.
Okay, then when Guohao sent us the picture, I literally thought that someone posted our picture on FB to scold us or someone just stalked us. That's so scary. Then I look back at the tuition center. I seem like no one looked similar, even a bit similar with Guohao. Then I was so confused. But then after a few seconds, Joshua behind us said quite loud that he listened to our podcast and like, the people surround us just look at us. Oh my god, I was like so cringy. But then thanks for his support and like okay, I appreciate this friend. Finally got new friend in tuition. Yay.
So yeah, that happened.
That was an unnecessary addition to the topic.
Yeah, but then make it more casual, man. But then talking back to the topic itself, tuition culture in Malaysia, do you guys think having a tuition brings more advantages or disadvantages among the students?
If you look at it from our current education system, it's definitely a big advantage for a lot of people because in tuition, the teachers there can spend more time explaining a topic or maybe like spend more time to simplify a topic compared to how in school teachers would teach. But if you look at it how should I phrase this? If you look at it as like from a very different point of view, I don't know how to phrase it, but I will just explain it. I hope you guys can understand it. I think tuition is for kids is not a very good thing. Because because you go to school, you go to school to learn stuff. And after school, the time after school is supposed to be your own free time to do like your hobbies or your spend time with yourself or try to explore more of your own personality. However, with people like Felicia or Junjie, they keep themselves busy with tuition almost every single day. And I think that an education system, to have an efficient education system, a student shouldn't have to go out of their way to pay more money to attend a tuition to use up their free time to learn stuff that has already been taught in school. I think school should either offer extra classes to students who can't follow up with the class, like for example maths. If you can't keep up with maths in class, I think school should offer some extra classes for free. So yeah, that's my point of view in this. I think I come out quite vague with it. Not very specific.
I personally somehow agree with it. Like tuition for little kids who is having their childhood is quite torturing for them.
Yeah, especially during their primary years.
Yeah, especially in China as well. Like all of the small kids that should be enjoying their childhood at the moment are having tuition at like sitting in the tuition center, listening attentively to what the teacher said, then take notes and everything. But then at the time they should be playing at outside or explore time with friends, family, explore new stuff by themselves. Yeah. And another thing that I found out is that one of my government school friends did tell me that in government school, tuition has become a norm that almost everyone goes for tuition for the subjects that are challenging, which is almost every subject. And from his or her experience and point of view, it's because some of the government school teacher are not prepare students fully for their exams. By saying some of, I really mean that some of, not every government school teacher, as I believe that there will always be some teachers who are working very hard for the students and doing their job with full passion. But then when we think back, right, we are studying in private school. If we really look carefully in like the top students in our class or in any forms, I would find out that most of the top students are having tuition, even though they paid for the school fees, right?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and for me, I do regard tuition as like every coin has its two sides. Tuition can be good for students, as what Guohao mentioned. It simplifies and give like techniques for students for them to understand in the shortest time. But then if you are dependent on tuition fully, that you won't arrange your time or you won't study by yourself at certain topic, everything is dependent on the tuition teachers, then I think that is a bit over and inconvenient, because we all need to study by our own after stepping into universities. And we need to be independent.
Yeah, true as well.
Yeah, and I'm actually wondering, Rishi, what do you think about the reasons behind when people studying in private school but they still go for tuition? Like even the teacher teach well, but then they still go for tuition.
This varies from person to person. No matter how good a teacher teaches, the students have to understand it. And we have to understand, in a school, teachers have to teach 30 students or 40 at the same time. In that scenario, it is better for students to have a tuition teacher as to guide them in the right direction. For example, in our biology this year, we have 15 chapters. Our school sir is trying his best to teach us all about the topics in the best way possible. But since there are 35 to 40 of us in a class, if we have a tuition teacher, he or she can help us to fill in the gaps that we have missed, or explain to us in detail about how this system works. And it's very helpful. And one more thing is, right now in the Malaysia education system, we are more to exam oriented. It's not bad, it's just that we are exam oriented. Tuition actually helps us to understand how the exam structure works, how to answer them, how to tackle the questions properly, so that we can get good marks in exam. So in that perspective, tuition brings a lot of advantages. It helps you to keep in track and also helps you to do exams well. And that's my point of view.
Then what do you think about the disadvantages if the tuition bring among the students?
I agree with the point of view that when young children go for tuition, they will have a sort of losing their childhood moment. I still remember there was some students who go to Tarika when they're 3 years old, 4 years old. It's not bad, because most Tarikas nowadays, they implement a very social, what do you call that? A fun environment for the students to learn during their beginning stages. But it kind of robs them out of their childhood. And more, as Guohao said, in primary school, maybe as students go for tuition and they have to study for 10 hours a day, well, that's just plain torture. And moving on from that is one more thing. When students are so much dependent on tuition, at one point, they don't know what is self-learning. When they lose that ability of self-learning, once they finish education, once they finish their education arc, when they go into the real world and they have to learn something new, they will always depend on others to teach them how to do it. They will not have the skill to learn things by themselves. So that is the disadvantage of tuition. It kind of robs us of our ability to learn something new on our own.
Thank you for your sharing, Rishi. It's interesting to hear from your point of view, stuff like that.
Just another point to add on, to continue what Rishi said, somehow learning by our own can actually enhance the memory, because when people always told us the input is always from teacher, then we don't look for information by ourselves, then the memory is actually lesser than, I mean not lesser, but then a weaker. Wait, let me rephrase everything.
Not as very blur memory. Is that how you phrase it?
Yeah. We have actually a very blur memories about what our teachers told us instead of like we search the information by our own. Just like you can remember, like for girls, like for most of the girls who like K-pop, you can remember like every single lyrics that your idol sing. Okay, this is what from Phyllis Lowe. She said, "Oh, I can remember like my idol sing like every single lyrics, but I can't remember biology because somehow like that
because you love the idol sing biology."
Oh my god, the logic like okay.
But imagine. Imagine that if her idol actually sings like the biology, like all of the stuff, would she actually remember it?
I think it's possible.
That's a great idea, man. We should ask all the K-pop stars in the world to sing songs about our topics.
Yeah. I actually found like the song about a periodic table. I've searched internet. I've come across this song like a few days ago when I studied chemistry, even though I didn't attend the chemistry papers. Oh my god, so sad. But then I think that song is pretty nice to remember.
Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium.
Oh my god, yeah, right.
That's a great song, actually.
Yeah, the rhythm is very memorable.
Right, while we're on the topic of self-learning and stuff like that, do you personally prefer self-learning or tuition?
I personally couldn't make choice that, like, it's very hard for me to choose one out of it because I personally actually enjoy both, but I think that the combination would be very good. Like, somehow, after tuition, after listening to what my teacher said, I would search internet for the extra information that my teacher couldn't cover well, or just do revision by my own. I think that doing revision by my own is considered self-learning. Somehow a part of self-learning. Yeah, I think the combination would be very good, but if I really would to choose among them, because I have tuition most of the time, like the amount of time that I'm having for tuition is actually greater than the amount of time I'm having for self-learning like on a daily basis, except for exam preparation. Yeah. So I would choose tuition. I personally prefer tuition. But then after secondary school, when we step into university, I think definitely we would need to love self-learning.
As for me, it's quite similar to Felicia, but there's a slight difference. I do both of them, but not together. I have some parts of my life where I use tuition and where I use self-learning. So all the things that we learn in school, and also that exam subjects, tuition is the way I go, like, because it helps me kind of have everything in one flow so it doesn't get disrupted. Self-learning is something I use when, like, if I'm learning something, suddenly something's very interesting, like a small part of it, then I will go out there in the internet and search for it. And I also use self-learning for everything else except for school. Learning is not only about education. You can learn a lot of new things, skills, information about something. And everything that I do outside the scope of school and education, it's self-learning. And I love to learn new skills by myself. So that's kind of self-learning, right? So it's a combination of both.
Like, even listening to FB or YouTube Live talking about politics, for me, it's considered as a part of self-learning as well. Like, latest information, skill, or your hobbies can consider as learning as well. Learning is not only school stuff. That's too superficial. I somehow agree with what Rishi said, and it made me recall back a quote that I've heard since a very long time ago from my mom. She told me that the thing that we are doing in the leisure time is what matters the most for us, and it's what helps us grow the most. Like, for an example, what do I mean by leisure time? It's like... like when you are waiting for a bus, or when you are waiting for the food to come, or like you are resting after a very long time of studying, then the thing that you are doing is actually what matters the most. For an example, some people would just take their phone and scroll TikTok, but then some people would take a book to read, or some people would open their FB or YouTube, like to watch live or watch YouTube, like for the topics that they like, or I mean it's so messy, right? Or watch
from the examples she gave, you can clearly see that her schedule is very packed, waiting for bus, waiting for food.
Yeah, why?
Long resting after a long time of studying.
Hey, please give me other examples that you could think of.
Like, all of your examples seem like you always do nursing things after
example.
You've done a very difficult job.
Yeah.
Example, free time, where time you haven't scheduled yourself to do anything.
Oh,
yes,
I don't have
like
that time.
Saturday is an off day for all hours.
Wow.
Saturday, full day off. Something like that.
Oh, okay lah. That can be used as an example as well. Yeah, like you rest on Saturday. Then, what's the activity that you would pick as the activity to relax yourself? I think that's the one that matter the most. If some people pick the activity as reading a book for their preference topic or reading a book for their hobbies that they wanna pick for future path, then that would definitely help a lot in their future path lah. Yeah. And then this make me recall back something as well. I think not sure what's the episode, but then Rishi once talk about the tiny things in our life is what mattered the most. I think that is somehow similar with that.
Yes, so you do listen to me. Nice.
Of course. I'm attentive in every meeting and every recording. Yay.
That's debatable.
No. That's a fact.
Let's see.
How about you? I'm wondering, is Kuhao taking like any tuition for a science subject or anything?
He's a free bird.
I only have tuition for Malay.
Malay, oh, I see. How about English? Like the Cambridge test thing?
Oh, that one. I stopped going there last year.
Oh.
He's an English wizard and he doesn't need any kind of English help.
Yeah, go house English.
My writing is not very good.
But never mind, you can speak, there's enough already. You can survive.
Yeah, I think you can easily make friends if you go to like Western country.
Yeah, possible.
Debatable, but let's see. He knows what I mean.
Then go house, yeah, I also know that. Then go house, do you prefer self-learn or tuition?
Self-learn, I much prefer self-learn.
Can see.
Wrong question. Do you like learning?
Yes, yeah. I do like learning, but it really depends on what it is lah.
Gohal loves learning but not studying. Like he loves to learn aviation thing, but then not studying for a boring school subject.
He likes World War II very much.
Yeah.
Actually, past few days I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about something else. I will share with you guys later after the recording lah.
Okay. Wow, that's a secret. Oh, but can make it mysterious. Okay, nice.
No, but
the audience are gonna flip.
If I actually say it now, it would take out a lot of time. So maybe
okay.
Not now.
Maybe I just said give a teaser. What is it about?
Do you know the SCP Foundation?
No.
Sugar cream puff?
No. Okay. No. Then if any of the listeners who are listening to this, you know lah. I'll share with you guys later.
Okay. No problem.
Now, lastly, for our last question before I end off the episode for today, do you guys have any self-learning tips or any resources that our listeners can use, or any tuition center recommendation for local people, for local listeners?
Okay, as for self-learning tips, I can't stress this enough, but YouTube is the best platform for you to learn new skills or even information, anything. YouTube is the best. I know that some of us, including me, I use YouTube only for entertainment purpose. But if you just search for something, a new skill, for example, the day I wanted to learn juggling. So I went into YouTube and I searched for how to juggle balls. And then there came up a video on Mike Shake. I think I've mentioned him before. Mike Shake. He learns new skills every week of the year. Yeah, every week of the year. So I learned how to juggle. I'm not a professional yet, but still, it helped me to learn a new skill. And likewise, when I don't understand something in tuition, which I learned in school, and still didn't understand, I will go to Google and I go to YouTube and search for it. And trust me, it does wonders. It's fantastic. So for now, I'm using YouTube to learn Form 5 syllabus. Oh man, yeah. Believe me, LMAT gets way more interesting and way more confusing. Why did Einstein didn't discover differentiation?
Yeah.
But never mind. That's beside the point. Yeah, so Felicia, what about you?
For me, definitely YouTube is my first choice when it comes to self-learning things, because YouTube provides videos that can be easily understood most of the time. But then you will definitely need time to pick among all of the videos if the one that you are going to search is a famous topic. But then secondly, I think you guys are very familiar with this website as well. It's Google. It's not even a website, right?
It's a browser.
Browser, okay.
Search engine. It's a powerful
search engine. Or browser, yeah.
Okay.
Of the world.
But then for Google, you can just take it as a reference. Yeah, because somehow Google has many misinformation as well. So you may need to go through like few websites when you are learning. But then I think like going through few websites as well as filtering some misinformation is actually quite interesting. Like even though it's time consuming, undoubtedly, but then it's also part of the process of learning and remembering things well, better. As well as there are actually some of the Telegram groups to enter if you want to learn like some of the SPM or exam subject. I do have a Telegram group for learning SPM Sejarah in Chinese. Okay, I'm so sorry that it's in Chinese. Sorry for the listeners who can't understand Chinese, Arishi.
No, don't worry. There are also plenty of Sejarah Telegrams in Malay and English. I have those links.
Nice. Then you guys can check it out by clicking the link below. I think that Telegram group is very famous from one teacher. His name is Zhao Lao Shi. Then his Facebook page actually commented on like current issues and stuff. Then the complete name is Zhao Lao Shi, the Li Shi Jiang Tang. I'm one of his fans, so that I remember. Yay.
But it's kind of racist. Why only Chinese? Okay.
What the hell?
Not racist, but then I think he teaches Chinese well than Malay and English, so yeah.
No, it's beneficial to learn in their own mother tongue. It's much better. Sorry guys, there's no Tamil Sejarah groups, but there are English and Malay, so it's gonna be helpful.
And for admits, you guys can search up Tan Yanju in YouTube channel. She's quite a good teacher.
She's a fantastic teacher.
Yeah, she simplified literally everything and make you understand the whole concept and remember it for life.
And she won't rest until she makes you understand. She will not rest. Believe us, she won't rest.
Yeah, we know that.
And there's one more YouTube channel mainly for secondary school students of Malaysia education system. His name is, the channel name is Ruel Tuition. Oh. RuelTuition. Ruel Tuition. This is a sir, it's an Indian sir. He explains the concepts in English as in English. And believe me, it is very helpful. If you're wondering why these certain things work in the way they work, he will help you to understand why and how to get it, like how to make sense of it. So it's a great resource.
Yeah. I've visited the teacher's YouTube channel because of Rishi's recommendation, and he's really a good sir. And another chemistry sir, give me a moment to search up his channel.
Yes, we are just going through all the teachers we know. Okay, while she's searching for it, let me tell you about one more a physics teacher. His name is Mr. Moh Jun Han.
Oh,
he's a great physics teacher. I would say that in the beginning of this year, I was learning physics in school, but the thing is, I was still doing its best for it to teach all of us. And sometimes it didn't reach me well. But his tuition helped me to understand how this physics concept work and how to get around them and how to do calculations, importantly. So he's a great sir. And he also has a YouTube channel, so go check him out. It's just, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same as his name, Moh Jun Han.
Yeah, if you're going to learn like the syllabus earlier than what your school teacher teach you, I think, and if you guys are taking chemistry, you guys can search up Martin Teo Chemistry in YouTube channel. He's a really good sir, but then his video is quite long. That means you will need to take like paper and notes, like to take notes when he's teaching, because he's literally recording down his tuition video. And I found it really easy to understand, and it's like the best chemistry video I've ever met.
And a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cup of tea or coffee.
Coffee better.
Don't drink coffee. Let's see.
By the way, I will be putting a links in the description down below for all the tuition teachers, their channels and everything down in the description below with links to that. And also any other tuition teacher that we haven't mentioned or we didn't mention for this episode.
If at all, Gohab misses any of the teacher's name, please be sure to remind us in the comments below.
Yeah, we'd love to share with you guys.
Interactions important.
And another YouTube channel which is recommended by Chloe, who was having episode 2 with us, Answer in Progress. The channel isn't talking about like SPM thing, but then talking about interesting facts in our life. I think that is very good for anyone who have leisure time to do things. Yeah, instead of scrolling TikTok or anything to relax yourself, I think watching that channel is really beneficial and interest and relax yourself. Thank you all of the sharing, and hope you guys are having a great time with us. So before ending this episode, just want to tell you all Happy Chinese New Year to anyone who is celebrating this festival, and happy holiday to everyone who is having this short holiday, even though it's like only 1 week for us. But then hope you guys will enjoy this holiday and having a great time with your family and friends.
Please forgive my pronunciation, but Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Wow!
Nian Nian Yu Yi. Nian Nian Yu Yi. Wang Shi Ru Yi and Xin Nian Kuai Le. Gong Xi Fan Zai.
Ah, wow.
Ang Kwan Na Lai? Come on. Ang
Kwan. Oh my god, that's so interesting. Nice. Yeah, Xin Nian Kuai Le, everyone.
Practice for 4 weeks.
Wow. Nation's effort. Thank you everyone for listening to today's episode, and see you in the next one. Bye.